Yay, it worked. Hello, guys. This is Shanta. During this segment or this episode, I have invited my friend Amber to join us, and we're just gonna talk about random stuff. We don't really know what to do or how this works, so we're just gonna talk about random stuff until we get tired of talking about random stuff. So, Amber, welcome to Murphy's Law. If anything bad can happen, it will. So, how are you today?
I am in the middle of having to rearrange every piece of clothing that I have that isn't hung up.
Why?
Because let me tell you, I have moved, as you know, and nobody thought to get my dresser. So I'm stuffing all my stuff into a closet for right now until I decide to go get it.
Also, guys, me and Amber are fixing to have a yard sale this weekend. It's a big staple in the South to get rid of all your old junk and make a little bit of money. So we've been collecting
Somebody
stuff.
else's treasure.
We've been collecting stuff for a couple weeks now. We were supposed to have it a couple weeks ago, actually, but it has rained us out every single weekend. And as you can tell, I really wanted to do this interview with Amber because I think she has a cute southern drawl. She doesn't hear it, but it's there.
Chilling.
Amber is also dating my cousin Brad. He is my first cousin, and we are more like brother and sister than cousins. And so they've been dating for about how long, Amber?
Over almost 2 years.
And that ain't been 2 years.
Almost 2 years. It's not official until December, but kind of.
Okay. So about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Amber, for my listening viewers. That's probably nobody.
I've got a kid. I've got a boyfriend. I
That
got an
sounds
ex-husband.
legit. I got a kid.
I got a kid. I got a boyfriend. I got an ex-husband. I got a chihuahua.
What's your chihuahua's name?
Outlaw.
Outlaw. He is the cutest little dog, but
Hey.
apparently he likes to destroy stuff, doesn't he, Amber?
Let's not talk about that because it sends certain people into a rage.
What did he destroy this week?
He destroyed his daddy's headphones and then turned around and got mine.
Ugh. And that stuff is not cheap to replace.
No, girl, not at all. I got it off the clearance rack though, but it still wasn't that cheap.
So, what do you think we should talk about today, Amber? Hey, I'll tell you what, and this might sound kind of out there, but I have lived in this apartment for almost a year now, really, really close to a year. And
It's haunted.
I am just now, like the past couple weeks, off and on, I have seen like shadow people out of the corner of my eyes. So I don't know if I'm hallucinating.
No, girl, it's haunted.
Why do you think my apartment's haunted? I've been here for a year and not seen, heard anything. Well, I take that back because when we first moved in, random stuff would fall in the kitchen and it was always in my kitchen. But that kind of stopped after about a month. And then I haven't seen, heard, felt weird or anything. I'm here by myself a lot. Me and the baby, so I'm just wondering why all of a sudden I'm seeing shadow movement out of the corner of my eye, or if I'm just getting old and hallucinating.
I don't know what used to be built there, but whatever used to be built there had bad juju.
It was a worm. Hey Amber, I don't know what happened. The app just shut us down.
Why? Because they can't understand what we're saying.
And it's not even showing up in my drafts or anything. So we basically lost that whole episode. And if it does it again, I'm going to be pissed. So, anyways, considering we lost our last episode randomly, a couple of minutes in. Let's redo this. Okay. Hey, everybody. It is Shonda with Murphy's Law. This is my friend Amber. She is currently dating my cousin Brad, who is more like my brother. And we are friends. She is a mom to one. And tell them a little bit about yourself, Amber.
I in my mid-20s. I take care of a kid, like Shonda said. I deal with the struggles of living below the poverty line every day, trying to figure out how to pinch a penny, how to get from point A to point B without losing my sanity. And sometimes I do. Like quite often, pretty much in the
Interesting, interesting. You lead pretty much the same life as me, only I have more children.
Yeah.
So,
There's no
anyways,
job
Amber.
in our town, but our economy around here is great if you're old and you just have
Yes,
money
that's
to
true.
borrow.
We live in a retirement town. That's very true. So, anyways, Amber, I have been in this apartment for a year, and here recently I have started seeing shadow people. What do you think about that?
I think that I live there myself, and I feel like the apartment she's talking about have bad juju. I don't know, bad vibes, bad whatever you want to call it, but it's just got an uneasiness about it. Like you can
Well,
just,
we've
you
lived
can
here
just.
for almost a year, and this just recently started with seeing shadow people out of the corner of my eye. So I don't know if I'm just getting old and hallucinating, but the thing that was here before the apartments was built was a worm farm. So I highly doubt the worms are coming back to haunt us.
Maybe the worms are theirs because their job was to, eat up all the dead body parts.
Oh, whatever. Which that was in the 50s, so I'm not sure what was here before that.
Oh.
But anyways, guys, we live in the catfish capital of the world. So back in the 50s, there was a catfish queen and worm farms, and our radio station is called Worms. Everything kind of back to the whole fishing theme and. Like I said, we're the catfish capital of the world. And so we live on an old worm farm. So I don't really know why I would be seeing shadow people. Hannah, have you had any happenings in your apartment? No, my neighbor has had no happenings in her apartment and she lives next door to me. I'm doing my podcast. I got Amber on here talking to her. Anyways, kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. So, anyways, Amber, what are you up to today?
The same thing as every day.
Me
Just
too. I'm
cooking.
just sitting around.
Picking up, chasing after stuff and
I haven't cleaned my house today. I just kind of been lounging around. I found a new show on Netflix called The Society, and it is about some
that.
the society.
Yeah.
It just come out.
He's binged it. He done binged it.
The one about the kids that are the seniors that was going on a school trip and it got canceled. So the buses brought them back to their town and nobody is there. All the people has disappeared. And then when they tried to leave the town again, all the roads had been blocked off with a mystery forest and So they can't leave the town. There's nobody there. They can call each other, but they can't reach anybody else. And they're just kind of living in this town by themselves. And I'm on episode three, I think. It's a slow go, but I did a little bit of research on it. Everybody says it really picks up after episode 30, so I'm gonna
See,
keep watching it and see.
I give everything two episodes. If you ain't got me hooked by the middle of the second episode, I turn you off.
I'm like that too sometimes, but I like to research, read reviews, look up little tidbits about shows and movies. So that's like the Umbrella Academy. The first couple ep the first ep the first episode interested me. The second one and third one was kind of meh. And then it really started to pick up towards the second half of the season. So if I wouldn't have researched it, then I probably would have quit watching it. And it was created by Gerard Way, who it used to be the lead singer of My Chemical Romance before they disbanded, which is one of my fave bands. But anyways, so I found that show. There's nothing really. There's a couple movies that I found that are interesting, but they're scary, and nobody will watch scary movies with me because y'all suck. You want to come watch La Llorona, Amber?
No, thank you.
Pet Cemetery?
Hells to the no. Did you
Oh,
tell
come on.
them? Did you say that Highway happened to be very close to a major Civil War battle that creeps everybody out?
No, this is only like the segments I've done has just kind of been about the kids and introducing the kids. That way, if I do an episode about funny stuff that happened or stuff going on, they know who I'm talking about. So this is kind of my first episode that isn't really telling about just my family. But yes, everybody, we live close to the Shiloh battlefield, which, hell, I don't even know really the story behind it. That's kind of embarrassing. It's just the Shiloh battlefield. I know they fought some kind of war here, and Ulysses S. Grant was stationed here and stayed in a place called the Cherry Mansion, which is a big, beautiful house on the river downtown. And that was kind of their headquarters. And there's a big national park out in Shiloh, which is kind of a. Hey guys, I do not know what is going on with the recordings that I tried to do with Amber. About 5 minutes into each one, it just shut me off and said that it was processing my audio without us actually stopping it. So we can't really finish our conversation. I was trying to tell you guys about the Shiloh battlefield. It's basically just a war park here. It has the Bloody Pond cabins and different stuff. It's a national park, and people try to say it's haunted. Other people say it's not. I'd really like to get more into it on another episode, but until I can figure out why it is cutting us off mid-recording, then I don't really want to get too far into a conversation because it's just going to lose the audio, and it hasn't done that with me recording by myself. So maybe I need to report this bug and see if maybe they can get it fixed or something. So I'm going to go ahead and end this segment. I'm sorry it wasn't more interesting and didn't delve into more subjects, but hopefully we can get this issue fixed and really start to do different interviews with different people and lots of different conversations. Until next time, guys. Bye.